If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
When I had to put down like the core fear and the core desire for the three, I was like, oh my gosh, like I can't talk about this in the podcast. This is so embarrassing.
Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. And around here, we know that life is hard and we got to do everything we can to just make it a little bit more lovely. So it's my mission to bring you great conversations, practical tools and information, and a healthy dose of community to help make those things happen. If you want to find out more, you can go to our website at cultivatingthelovely.com, visit our amazing membership community at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, or by connecting with me on Instagram, which is one of my favorite places to interact with all of you. You can find me at Mackenzie Coppa. Thanks so much for joining me today. Ladies, I am so excited about this episode. In fact, I'm excited about the next couple of episodes because they are shows that have been much requested by all of you. And ever since I did an episode on the Enneagram last fall with Beth McCord from Your Enneagram Coach, it kind of went pretty deeply into the Enneagram. And then I started getting a lot of questions from people who were like, wait, back up. I need like the beginner information. And so today, two non-professionals in the Enneagram world, myself and my good friend Shell Bruzis, are unpacking our favorite resources. We are talking about our own experiences of figuring out our number, why we think the Enneagram is even like beneficial to our lives, and just to give you some ideas of how to help figure it out for yourself and how you can kind of apply it. And then over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be doing some deep dives into each of the numbers to give you a better idea of what they are and how overall it's good to know about all of the different numbers, because that's kind of the power of the Enneagram, is not just knowing about yourself, but knowing about the people who you are in relationship with, because it helps with communication and relating to them and having grace with them. And it's just such a powerful tool. So we had so much fun preparing for this episode, having this conversation. I think that you guys are going to really enjoy it. And then if you want like some personalized help on the Enneagram, again, I am not a professional, but I do offer coaching in Patreon. So there are a couple of different levels that you can sign up for to get one-on-one time with me where we can deep dive some of these things, really talk about them, go through some things you're struggling with. I also help ladies with just like basic organization in their lives and helping them to achieve their goals and create plans for how to do that sort of thing and help give them a little bit more accountability. So if that is something that you are looking for, then definitely come over, check out the different options we have on patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. But also if you're just like, hey, I just want to like be able to see your morning shows and have some fun and get pumped up in the morning, then you're going to want to join us on Patreon for just $3 a month. I mean, $3. That's less than a coffee at Starbucks. So you can come over and just have fun and get in the community and join our Facebook group, which it's not like, you know, your typical annoying Facebook group. I would say we're a lot of fun over there and we do the morning shows. So you should come and join us on Patreon. It's a really good time. But without further ado, let's get into this episode about the Enneagram with Shell Bruzis. All right, everybody. Shell is back on the show today. Welcome back, Shell.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. I'm excited to be here again.
I am excited to have you too, especially because this is a conversation we have been talking a lot about, and it has been very much requested by people. And that is kind of like Enneagram basics, because I did an episode about the Enneagram. I think it was back in either late August or early September with Beth McCord. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's like the Enneagram genius.
Yes. And if you haven't listened to it, go find it. It is so good.
Yeah. It's a super fun episode, but I kind of just just took for granted. I figured like the Enneagram has been so popular that people already know the basics. They found their number. Now let's go a little bit deeper into things. Mm-hmm. And I didn't cover any of those kind of basic questions. And I have gotten so many questions since then of, I can't figure out my number. And what are your favorite resources? And how do I do this? And what, I'm debating between two numbers and like all right. that kind of thing. And so we thought it would be fun to do an episode, or actually it's going to be a series of episodes, where we just all the way go back to the basics. We talk about how we figured out our numbers and tips for finding your number and our favorite resources. And then we're going to look at each individual Enneagram type and kind of like some of their hallmark traits and characters and people who are those types to kind of help people get a better idea of what they might be.
Yes.
So
that's so fun.
To do today.
I'm so
yes.
excited. And like you said, this is such a familiar topic of conversation for us just yes. in our friendship. So
totally. I mean, it's an everyday thing. I would say for us,
yes.
like it always, something comes down to our type and it helps us to understand each other better and
yes.
be there for each other better. But even right. like as we think of our friends or situations we're dealing with, like it always ends up coming back to the Enneagram.
Yes, it does. It's amazing
fun.
Tool.
It is. I mean, like my counselor always laughs at me because whenever I'm talking about something, I'll be like, well, she's a six, and she'll just laugh at me and be like, oh my gosh, you're obsessed. I was like, but it's true. Like it is such an amazing tool and it works and it helps like actually explain what I'm talking about here. So
yes.
just deal with it.
Oh my goodness.
So, yeah. I love it. It's literally a part of our conversation every day. So, you know, we're good people to talk, to have this conversation on the podcast with, because we talk about it so much.
Yes.
So,
And there are a lot of, obviously, podcasts out there with experts.
Yeah.
So if you just want to hear a podcast, at least, you know, from just a perspective of just real life and
yes.
just real people. I'm not an expert, but
no,
it's so much fun. I love it.
Yeah, just a couple of ladies who love it and use it every day.
Yep. Practically, yes.
Yes, yeah. So how did you figure out your number, Shell?
Oh, goodness. It has been an ongoing journey. It was hard for me.
I think it is for everyone.
It's hard. Yeah, I think it's hard for everyone. And I had people like suggesting numbers that I thought mm-hmm. I was, but the first three that stood out to me were 2, 7, and 9. And 2 is the helper, 7 is the enthusiast, and then 9 is the peacemaker. So those were the three automatically that caught my eye. But then I also would have people saying, I think you're this number. Mm-hmm. And so then I'd be like, oh, maybe I am. Maybe I should look into that more. And it was fun. I actually did do a lot of listening about podcasts or whatever information that I could find on all three of those numbers.
Yeah.
But what it boiled down to for me finally, I think, is just the one that I was having the hardest time accepting, mm-hmm. that I was least excited to say that I was. I really wanted to be a 7. Oh, I just wanted to be a 7 so badly. And I had a couple of people say, I think you're a 7. But then when I looked a little bit farther, like it wasn't painful like it was when I looked at the 2.
Yeah.
Some of the things about it just were like, oh, this is hard.
Yeah.
So I think for me, when I landed on the 2, that was kind of what stood out.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I agree. And that's one of the tips when we get to that portion,
yes.
like when it just feels like, oh no, I am exposed.
Like, yes. Yes.
People yeah. all of a sudden know why I'm doing what I'm doing. That feels like so uncomfortable, but it's uncomfortable because it's true.
Yes.
And so that's like a really good indicator that you've hit on the number that you actually are.
Yes. And then when you get there, the Enneagram is so helpful in identifying where you're dancing around your own dysfunction. Like, honestly,
yes. yeah.
that's where I want to be able to be able to grow out of that place and let that, the tool of the Enneagram, just allow using that, like allowing God to transform me in that place.
Yeah.
So that painful place.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think a lot of the resources that we're going to talk about and stuff today are also really helpful with that. So for me, I had learned about the Enneagram, I don't know, probably like 4 years ago or so, and I'd kind of dabbled in it, but I started listening to The Road Back to You, and they start with, I think, like number 7 or number 8. I don't know. They don't go in order. And so I got to number 8 and I was just like, oh yeah, that sounds like me. Okay. Yeah, I think that's it. And then I just like quit listening to the book. Like I didn't even listen to the other numbers.
Oh.
I was just like, okay, well, it reminded me of like Myers-Briggs at the time. Like you really only kind of need to know your own type. It's for learning about yourself. You don't need to know what the other types are, because learning what all the other types are like in the Myers-Briggs to me was just like so overwhelming, because there are 16 types and all these different letters. And it was just like, I'm not going to learn about every other type. I'll just learn about my own type and I'm good to go. And so I kind of took that same approach with the Enneagram. Like, oh, you don't need to know the other types. I think I'm an 8. All right. Well, then my life imploded. And I was on a vacation in Arkansas with Rebecca, and our friend Crystal came and met us there, and we got to talking about the Enneagram. And I was like, I think I'm an 8, but I don't know. What do you think? Because Crystal is an 8. And she said, you know what? I don't think you should be trying to figure out your number right now. She said, I think that you have so much more healing to do from everything that you've been through. Like, you don't have yet an accurate enough view of yourself to be able to figure this out. And she was like, so I just think you should wait a while. And once you've gone through more healing, then come back to it. And
what a wise thing. That's beautiful. I love that.
And I hated it. I was like so annoyed by that answer. Like, no, I want to figure it out now. But I was like, okay, fine. I will wait and I will just like figure it out
later.
Yeah. So it was probably like 8 or 9 months later that I came back to it. And at that point, I think things were starting to be like on Instagram more, where you could get a really quick snapshot of all the different types, you know, where there'd be memes from Enneagram and Coffee, where it'd be like what all the different types, like how they would respond to the same scenario or whatever.
Right.
And so that started giving me a better overall picture of all the different types. And that was really interesting, because I started to see that the Enneagram wasn't just about learning about yourself, but it was such a tool to be able to help your communication with other people.
Yes.
And that's, I think, where it kind of turned the corner for me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, like I don't just want to figure out my number. Like, it's going to be so helpful, because I was like living with my parents at the time. It's going to be helpful to know their numbers. It's going to be helpful to know my friends' numbers and my kids' numbers. And that was when the Enneagram just kind of like exploded for me. And so I looked back into it and I asked some friends again. I asked Crystal, I asked a couple of other people who had been studying the Enneagram and going over it, like, what number do you think I might be? And they all gave me a few suggestions. None of them said 8, which I thought was interesting, because I had been so sure, like, oh yeah, I'm just an 8. And so the response I kept getting was 3 and 7. And so then a friend of ours told me to go and listen to the songs by Sleeping at Last.
Yes.
And so I went and found those, and I listened to the 7 one first, and I was like, okay, yeah, I mean, I guess. But when I turned on the 3 song, I started bawling, and I am not a crier. I don't do that. But it all of a sudden was just like, I felt like it totally got me. It exposed me. And then it was really interesting to me, because I played the song for my parents. And, you know, they had been a little like, oh, what is this Enneagram thing you're doing? Whatever. It's weird. And then when they heard that song, their jaws dropped to the floor, and they were like, oh my word, that is you. And so that was just, it was it was really interesting to me to see kind of like that response and to have had that response myself. And then I also had that really uncomfortable feeling. Like, I was okay with being an eight and being able to be bold and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then with the three, it was much more like exposing. I felt like, yes, I was naked in front of everyone. Like, oh my gosh, yeah, they know now. Like, And it is that I was looking at the, like, there's a, it's not a star, it's not a pentagram, nobody freak out, but like a little diagram that shows, yeah, the numbers and where they go in health and where they go in stress. And yes, so anyway, I was looking at one of those the other day and it showed that my number is in the shame, like, yes, part of it. And so, yes, it's like, it's easy for me to feel like shame over, yes, anything, especially, uh-huh, being exposed like this. And it was funny because, mm-hmm, even as I was putting together like the details on the first four numbers that we're going to be going over, and I got to mine and I didn't think anything of the other ones, like, oh yeah, this is how they are and that's great and that's fine. And then I, when I had to put down like the core fear and the core desire for the three, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I can't talk about this in the podcast. This is so embarrassing. So
I feel the same way about the two though. So I, well, and that, it's maybe,
yeah, it's so funny because after I had just done the two, and so then I went back to look at the two, like, is this gonna embarrass her? And then I'm looking at it, I'm like, these are all just like great things. I think the twos are wonderful. And then I was like, but Shell's probably gonna feel the same way. So it's gonna get really real up in here.
Yep, it really is. That. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I pretty much, like, after that point, I didn't question what my number was. Like, I feel pretty solid that I'm a three, yeah, but I do have those moments of like, I'm not sure which wing I am, you know, that,
yeah, kind
of, but we're, yeah, we'll maybe talk about wings on the next episode. I'm not going to go too deeply into that right now because there's all different things about the triads and the wings and where you go, mm-hmm, in stress and health and all of that, but I don't want to address that too much until we've like talked about all the types.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am
a three. I love it. You are a three and a beautiful three. And when I think of threes, I just think of, they're hope givers, they're influencers, they're leaders, they're radiant, they're charming. Yeah, I think of a lot of positive words that probably weren't on your list, but we'll see when we get there.
Yeah. And I think of, like, twos are literally my favorite people. Like, my closest friends are, yeah, twos and across the board. If there's any fabulous two men out there, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's right. Praying for that Mr. Two. Mr. Right two. Two.
Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, we've talked about our stories, which I think are hopefully helpful to people, but I want to distill down some of those tips for finding your number, because a lot of people just jump straight to a test. And I, right, actually think that is like the one of the last things you should do, uh-huh, is take a test. Like, it can maybe help you narrow, uh-huh, things down a little bit. And there is a great test out there that we're going to talk about that is free.
Yes.
But I think that some of these other things should come first.
Mm-hmm.
And so, mm-hmm, I think just like familiarizing yourself with the basics of all the different types is, yes, really good first step to take. Don't you think, mm-hmm, so?
Yes, I agree. And I think looking at all of them, like you said, as a whole, because there's that contrast there.
Yeah.
And instead of looking at one isolated number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The power of the Enneagram is really in how the numbers all interact,
yes,
with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny too, from just kind of thinking more back to like my whole, why it took me so long, I think, to even find what my number was, is because I just wanted to listen to everyone else. And I wanted to learn.
Just such, like, a two thing to do.
I was super drawn to actually learning about all the numbers. And I had a hard time kind of like narrowing mine down. Like, that was one of the last things. I really love I mean, it's funny how we're opposite in that.
Yeah.
But I love the idea of like finding out what makes people tick and how we can love them better. And just that whole, I just love, like, I wanted to know all the numbers, and I didn't, yeah, care as much about even what mine was at the time. Like, it was just so incredibly fascinating to me to learn how, what makes other people tick.
And that is such a two response. Like that is like, that's not telling. Indicative of it. And then mine is such a three response.
Love that. I guess we're just making that we're the proof in the pudding for two and three right now.
Right? Totally. And I think it's a lot of what makes our friendship work too.
Yeah.
There's this yin and yang approach to how things happen. Well, we were even talking about our Strengths Finder test yesterday. And like, it's so good for me to have someone in my life whose strengths are like empathy. And like, what were some of your other ones? It was all like people centered.
Well, optimism is my second
one. Yes.
And then I think if I remember right, connectedness. So like connecting people I love, like, that part, just that whole, all of everybody, like what is everyone? Yeah. And bringing people together. I don't remember the other ones right now off the top of my head, but, and yours were what? Remind me again.
Oh, I don't
remember. They're so good.
They're
strategic,
like strategic,
visionary. Yeah.
Edited.
So good. Oh, love them. Yeah. More of the things I need in my life.
All the very three things, but you helped me to like, remember to put people first and all of that. So it ends up being a good balance, which I love.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, today I want to talk about a sponsor that I truly think is awesome. When they approached me, I was like, yes, hands down, I want to get involved with these people because I think what they're doing is not only smart, it's really great for our world. So you guys, let me tell you about them. It's Imperfect Foods. Because did you know that all in all, over $218 billion of food go to waste in this country every year, including 20 billion pounds of produce? And that's what Imperfect Foods is here to change. Because you guys, it's not like this is bad food. It's just like misshapen. It just doesn't fit exactly the image that a lot of stores want to be selling. So Imperfect Foods is the only food delivery service that buys the perfectly nutritious and delicious foods grocery stores won't sell and delivers them to you at a discount so you could save money and help reduce food waste. Even when we ordered ours, we got all organic produce and my son reached into the box and pulled out an orange and was like, what's wrong with this orange? I don't see anything wrong with this orange. What's wrong with this pear? This pear looks totally normal to me because it's just fine food. It just didn't meet the exact specifications that the grocery stores are looking for. Imperfect Foods sources directly from farmers committed to quality and delivers delicious, imperfect groceries for you up to 30% less than grocery stores. We got a big old box of produce for hardly any money. I could not believe the quantity of food that we received that we absolutely loved. I was able to tweak our box to make sure they were things that weren't going to go to waste, but it was kind of fun to get out of our box and try some things that we don't always have. And my kids loved scouring through the box to find the things that they thought were going to be the most fun to eat. Imperfect Foods flexible plans let you pick healthy seasonal produce alongside grocery staples as well. Because along with quirky looking but delicious produce, you can also get surplus coffee, discolored quinoa, off-sized eggs, slightly scarred almonds, and much more. You can read about Imperfect Foods in the New York Times, Bloomberg, and Forbes, or ask any of their over 200,000 satisfied customers. Start saving time, saving money, and saving waste right now because when you go to imperfectfoods.com/lovely, now through February 16th, you guys, that's coming up really quick, you'll get $10 off your next four orders. That's a total of $40 off. Just go to imperfectfoods.com/lovely to get $10 off your next four orders. imperfectfoods.com/lovely and enter lovely at checkout.
Well, and like we were talking yesterday, if you don't have a strategy or a plan of how to love people well, then it doesn't happen very well. So it's a really good match
yes,
for friendship or
I love it. It works even though I'm embarrassed. Works. Yeah.
Shouldn't be embarrassed.
I know. Okay. So another thing that I think people need to look at is like the core desire and the core fear of each of the types, because I think the outward actions of a type can look very similar between a couple of different types. It's just how like your friends are able to say, oh, I think you could be this type or this type, because they're just seeing from the outside what it seems like. And we even noticed this when we were trying to find like celebrity examples and pop culture examples and like characters. Like everybody has kind of a different perspective on what these characters types are, or these people types are, because we're just looking from the outside in. And we don't know like the actual reasoning behind why they're acting the way that they're acting. And that's the linchpin of the Enneagram, is why you're doing what you're doing. Not so much what you're doing, but why. And so I think that is really important when you're looking over them, is to look at like which core desires and core fears make you the most uncomfortable and and make you feel exposed. And that is really kind of where the missing piece lies. Like, I think if people can look at that, they'll be able to figure it out more easily. I know that was really for me, like, oh, yep, that's the one.
Yeah, agree.
But, But then also, I mean, just like we've talked about here, utilize your community, those people who you trust and you're close to, because there are things about ourselves that we may not recognize even. And if you're just looking at like all nine numbers, that can feel a little bit overwhelming. You may be able to narrow it down a little bit yourself, but sometimes just having like your closest friends or family say, I think that these might be some of the areas you could be looking at, can help to narrow things down for you. I know that was incredibly helpful for me.
Well, and I think like we've said before too, is that we can see in each other, especially the good things. And call that out, because it's really easy, like you said, to focus on what we're like uncomfortable with, what makes us squirm, and wince about us that is exposing, and it's our weaknesses and our, that is very helpful if you're going to help, you know, be in community and speaking life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes, because I mean, we all have a little bit of every number in us. And so I think that sometimes too, when you like start deep diving and reading about each of the numbers, you can kind of start going like, well, wait, maybe I'm that number, or maybe I'm this number, because it has like, I relate to this piece and that piece. And so it gets, it's easy to make it a little foggy, because we do all have, like we have complex personalities and we have a little bit of everything in us, but it can take your community kind of being like, well, but these are the things that stand out the most to help you to kind of figure it out.
So good.
Then the Sleeping at Last songs, like I mentioned, I think that those are so illuminating.
I had a really similar experience to you when I listened to this song about two. It just made me... Like you said, it made me feel like he is in my head. What in the world? He's still totally reading my mail. And it was crazy, because I'm like, how can, when that happens, it's always like, wow. But one of the lines in the song that still stands out to me now is that I will love you with no strings attached. I think that was probably like when I, maybe when we got to that part, I was like, I can really identify with that. So
Totally. Yeah. Well, his name is Ryan O'Neill. And these songs that he created, I think it sounds like, oh, it's just a song about it. But no, you guys, like he created the tempo based on what he, like his research into what that type, like what would most resonate with that type. He picked the notes based on the ones that would most resonate with that type. He had input from all these different people who were that type on each of the songs. So he brought in guest artists that were like, say for the three song, he brought in a three to play the violin, and you know, like
everyone he brought in was the number
that
he
that type.
And so, so authentic.
And
just real to have. I thought that was really beautiful.
Yeah. And they're all incredibly different. I mean, they really are tailored for that type. And there's even a podcast that he created, which he has, I think, Chris Hewitt on with him.
Yes, he does.
The Sacred Enneagram. And then he interviews people who are that type on that episode. And he talks about every single teeny tiny piece of the song and why he made the choices that he made for that song. And when, and, I mean, they talk about it for an hour when you hear like, what went into making each of the songs for each of the types. It just, it blew me over. I was just like, oh my word. Like, no wonder these are so powerful. And they're such an amazing resource to be able to use to help you really hone in on your type. I think even more so than a test or anything, like listening to these songs, maybe that's a four wing coming out of me. I don't know. But
the songs are, I agree.
Yeah. I think they are incredibly powerful. So you've got to go find those songs. They're on YouTube. And I like the videos on YouTube because then you can see the lyrics as you're listening to it, which I think is really helpful.
Really helpful. Yeah, I love that. That's a great suggestion.
Yeah. So I love the Sleeping at Last songs. And then I kind of mentioned this already, but I think that Instagram memes can actually be surprisingly revealing. Yes. Because as you start to look them over, like we send them to each other all the time, like, the time. Word, look, this is like so you, or this is so me. Because some of them will just hit it dead on. And especially if you're looking at like, you know, Enneagram and Coffee, they have, you know, they'll say like how all the types respond at the holidays or whatever, you know, and it'll list them all out in the meme. And it's a great way to kind of just like at a glance, get a snapshot of all the different types, which I think can be really helpful, even though it can be silly and fun. It's helpful.
It's good. Yeah, I agree.
And it's just fun with your friends too, especially once you figure out your type and be like, oh, look at this is you. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Or this is me. Yeah.
We've laughed hard over those.
Yes. I've had a few friends send me, there was one last week of like what a three like looks like or like dresses like. And it was like, had the blazer jacket. It was me. I had the blazer jacket and the pants and the power shoes and the coffee and the bag with all the phone chargers and like just had this conversation with two of my friends who are not threes, and they were like, oh yeah, we can't ever find our phone chargers. And I was like, what are you even talking about? Like, I have them everywhere. I have one in my car. It stays in the car. It's not moving anywhere. It lives in the car. Like,
ooh, we can't ever find them because we only have one and we have to move it around, and we don't always know where it's at.
Same to me, because a three is like all about efficiency and like, so we get a chuckle even over like the not serious things about the Enneagram. Oh, yes. They're so true.
So funny and so true.
And then, okay, now this is definitely not one that I would go to first, but this is kind of like my last tip, and then we'll see if you have any others. But look at what famous people have the number you think you are, and if you really don't like those people, that's probably your number.
That is so funny. I feel like you have radar for threes big time.
I do.
I don't feel like I have that same intuition. I don't know. I don't
really.
I can't say that's something. Yeah. I don't know.
And maybe it's because it's like all the same things that like make me feel exposed that they are doing. And I can look at them, especially a couple of people, and I can look at them and just be like, oh my word, I know why you're doing what you're doing, why you're saying what you're saying, why you're presenting yourself the way you're presenting yourself. I would do the same thing. And then that just makes me feel like, oh my word, like I come across that way? And like, and they're people that other people love. There's one person in particular, and my parents tell me all the time, she is you, you're just like her. And I'm like, she drives me crazy, because I totally get why she does everything that she's doing. So it's like painful.
It's hysterical. And I, of course, see that as such a compliment, but you don't feel that way about it. So
no,
I think it's complimentary, like, but you're like, yeah. No,
it like makes me want to crawl under the couch. We'll get there when we talk about the types, but yes. So that's a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess that wasn't a thing for me, but one thing that has been very helpful with kind of narrowing, because like I said, when I was kind of all over the board with 2, 7, and 9, for me, figuring out that triad. So the triads are 1, 2, and 3. First triad is more your heart.
Like no, your... I was wrong. I looked it up last night. It's not one. It's two, three, four.
Right, because one is, I'm sorry, one is in that, that intuitive
was,
triad.
Yeah,
that so you start with 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Yes, and but that two numbers 2, 3, and 4. Cover like your what do they call it? It's your where you make your decision, like your center of decision making or whatever.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Which is out of your heart versus then numbers 5, 6, 7 use your mind, and then numbers 8, 9, and 1 are more intuitive, like they use like their intuition. So for me, if you're having trouble, like with me, I had one in each one that I was like, oh, I could be any one of these three numbers that were really, you know, I was trying to narrow that down. What it ultimately came back to for me is that, no, I make all my decisions and how I'm wired. It really comes from my heart versus my mind or my intuition. And so that was, if you're struggling with that, that's kind of a tip that really helped me finally zone in on where I was at. So, that's just one of my tips.
And see, for me, that wouldn't have worked because usually the number that is in the middle of each of the triads is the most disconnected from that triad. So the three is the most disconnected from their heart. They like don't like to deal with feelings. They're very feelings repressed. The five, is that right? No, the six. The six is the most disconnected from their head. Mm-hmm. And then the nine is the most disconnected from their intuition. Like they
That's
have it.
So
that's where it's coming from.
Interesting. I did not know this. I have never heard this before. That is so interesting. I can see it though. Like how you're, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
And I would say I definitely have seen that. I mean, I can see that being true.
Yeah.
Not for you necessarily, but like my husband's a nine and I really can see that in him. So,
So it's interesting. Like if you're on the edges, it's easier. Like, I mean, we're going to talk about that. Like fours are all about their feelings. They're all over that, you know?
Yeah.
But like, it takes a lot for me. I don't like emotions. I don't like to have them, feel them, you know, but I am in like the center of the heart, you know?
And for me, I don't mind, especially personally, if the emotion is positive, I definitely will tend to suppress a lot of negative. Personally, I don't mind it. Yeah. Other people have negative as much, but personally for myself, I don't really let myself go there as easily. It feels selfish to me and self-centered. So, that is so interesting. I love that.
And that could be because you wing three.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's kind of where you go to. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting. Ladies, I'm going to take just a second to tell you about one of my favorite skincare brands, because you know skincare is a thing for me, and that is BioClarity. BioClarity is a clean and green skincare brand that has products that just work. Their routines were made to help you keep your skin looking young, healthy, and fresh using only natural and gentle ingredients. I have loved using BioClarity. I've used them for a couple of years now, and I also have my teen use them. It's made a huge difference in his skin, helping it to be more clear. And I feel like it's improved the texture of my skin, my hydration, the hyperpigmentation that I was experiencing, all sorts of things. It's just kind of like having a green smoothie for your face. I love how it really works and it doesn't break the bank, because clean skincare doesn't necessarily mean more expensive. BioClarity strives to create affordable options that are healthier for your skin and the environment. They have two routines to fit your skincare needs. As I kind of mentioned, my son uses the clear skin routine, which is for oily or breakout
prone skin. And then I typically use the Essentials routine, which is for normal skin and everyday use. Both routines consist of an easy to use 3-step regimen that helps improve the look and feel of your skin and is packed full of detoxifying nutrients. Plus, the routines also include a super special ingredient found only in BioClarity, and that is Floralux. I love this stuff. It's made from the chlorophyll from plants, which is incredibly nutrient dense. This special ingredient helps with redness, hyperpigmentation, and evening out skin tone and texture. I have totally felt that experience from using it, and you can only find Floralux in BioClarity. BioClarity really has everything you need to get clear, glowing skin. Plus, their products are 100% vegan, cruelty-free, non-toxic, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free, and they come with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. So get healthier, more radiant skin by going to BioClarity.com. I love their Floralux and how their routines are so easy to use. And even better, these products are actually affordable. And right now, for my listeners, you can save 15% off everything on their website. That's an incredible deal, but you need to enter my code LOVELY at checkout. So go to BioClarity.com and get 15% off everything on their website when you use my code LOVELY at checkout. Okay, well, let's talk about some of our favorite resources now that we've kind of given that, you know, overall glimpse of things. Well, I guess one thing I didn't mention, which we're going to talk about in the resources, is we do have a favorite test.
And yes, we
do. That is at yourenneagramcoach.com. Mm-hmm. It is Beth McCord's test. Mm-hmm. And I really love this test because, well, it's free, but yeah. I think it's really well done. And it doesn't just give you what your type is. It gives you the percentages that you yes. are of each of the types, which I think is really helpful to see because we are all individuals. We all have bits and pieces of all of yes. these types mm-hmm. in us. It kind of helps you to get a vision for that. And it was really mm-hmm. interesting when I took my test because I realized, like, yes, I am definitely a 3, but I do have this latent 8 that mm-hmm. was still very high. It was my second mm-hmm. number. And that mm-hmm. it's not one of the numbers that it's not my wing. It's not a number that I go to in health or in stress. But if you go back yeah. that episode where Beth and I talked mm-hmm. back at the beginning of the school year, she talked about we have like this latent number that we can access that is still yes. like, very strong in us. And I definitely see that. I can think of like specific circumstances where I am able to access that 8 and bring it out and have that boldness that I need mm-hmm. for that moment, but it's just not where I live. It's not yes. like what encompasses my personality, but it is very strongly there.
Yes.
Which is,
yeah, I love that.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's so interesting. And for me, my latent number, it would be 9.
Yeah.
And so when I took my test, you know, I was 100% 2 or whatever. And then my next one was 98% 9. So, mm-hmm. it was really high on the list, but mm-hmm. yeah, it is helpful because it does help kind of distinguish like what that, And that's where I get like confused sometimes with mistyping. Like, have I mistyped myself?
Yeah.
but
and then it takes her friend sweeping back in and saying, yes, no.
And like I said, it takes me coming back to that heart,
yeah.
the place of like from my heart. So
yeah, totally. Okay. So if you are looking for a test, yourenneagramcoach.com is a great one. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us now, I know this would be hotly debated, so I'm not even going to say like you should do this or whatever, but I have typed my older children and yes. because it has helped us. And I tell them right from the start, like, mm-hmm. this could change for you. You are still young. You are not in a box. This is just like helping mm-hmm. me to have a better understanding of how to communicate with you. Mm-hmm. And it really has helped to kind of know like the core of where they're coming from with things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's a great test to be able to utilize if you
yes. test. Yeah. And my oldest daughter has taken it and has actually really loved figuring out her type. And mm-hmm. like you said, I've always said, you know, you're still young. You could still be developing yeah. and changing. And that could be different in a different season, or you could come to some, you know,
yeah.
And some people I feel like sometimes people have said they're a type for years and then they realize later, hey, it was actually not that type, mm-hmm. as they've uncovered different things to help them see that. But it's been incredibly helpful for me as a mom to understand our differences.
Yeah.
And also for me, so a 2 goes to 8 in stress. Mm-hmm. So obviously I look at that as like a stressful place.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she, my daughter is an 8, we think, and she, that's her strength. So like, that's her healthiness. And so just kind of, seeing that has been super, super helpful, for me.
Yeah.
And for her, it has been really good too. So
yeah, I think especially for conflict and that sort of thing. And when I did the test with Roman, I actually read him the questions and then had him give me my answers or his answers. And when that was really revealing to me, because I think if he had just come to me and said, this is my number, I would have been like, what? I don't know. I don't think so. In fact, he had taken a test like before and I was still kind of like unsure. But then when we did this last time, to see how sure he was on certain answers. I had no idea that was going on in his brain or that he was struggling with certain things. And it was like, really? Like that?
His why and his motivation. And it's interesting.
And then once he said it, it made sense to me because he's a 6. And I think that he is a pretty like positive and upbeat 6 for the most part. But I could see where like certain fears come in or certain things that he does to try to make sure that everybody's going to be okay. And that sort of thing. I saw that coming through more and that was so interesting. I think I needed to hear him answering the questions in order to really see like, oh yeah, that is what you do. Mm-hmm. So that was really helpful to me with that test.
Yeah. Yeah. And with Annabelle, I mean, I think I always am trying to be really sensitive with her, but she really prefers being much more direct. That's how she is. And she actually, I think we make a lot more progress if we go to that place, which is hard for me to do. But I've seen us make a lot more progress if I'm willing to do that with her. So
absolutely.
It's really been neat to see her kind of dive into it herself. I've enjoyed that for her.
Yeah. Yeah. That is fun. That's very cool. Okay. So we talked about your EnneagramCoach.com. I'm going to hit on a couple of other websites that I think just have like some interesting information or are well done. CrystalKnows.com is, it's just a, like, it's a very aesthetically pleasing, maybe this is the 3 in me. It's like,
I think that sounds great.
It breaks down the information so you can like easily get a snapshot of what of the numbers are, and it's bullet pointed. And I just feel like it's very easy to read and see and be able to get the information that you're looking for. It's very visually well done. So I think that that one is good if you're just like looking for information on them. And then the Enneagram Institute has like, it's not aesthetically pleasing at all, but it has
a it's like a textbook.
Yes. But it has a ton of information. And so if you're just looking for information, then that's a great place to go. And then obviously your EnneagramCoach.com, you can do the test, but then it also outlines each of the types. And like, I like it because it's from a Christian perspective. So it's like when you're in health, how you are aligned with Christ. And then when you're not in health, how you're getting like misaligned from the gospel. And so I think that's a really great resource as far as that goes, to just be information.
If you're only going to go to one place, I feel like it's by far my favorite, or if you want to start somewhere, it's my very favorite. And I think because they keep, you know, going back to God is the one who transforms us. And then the Enneagram is just the tool. I love that. So
yeah, I really like how it she doesn't just talk about like being in stress or in health. She talks about being aligned with Christ or misaligned with Christ, which is as Christians, what we're focusing on and what how we're best going to be able to grow is by coming back into alignment with him and letting him do that work in us and not feeling so much like we have to be the one to make the changes.
Right. And how, you know, I love how I just feel like it's given me such a beautiful perspective on even say when we're in a really unhealthy place, they really, she stresses like, it's just like you're living from a place like you feel like you're an orphan, like, and that to me just really resonates. But then on the opposite, it's like when you're very healthy in your number, it's because you're able to see yourself as loved by God.
Yeah.
And, I just think that has, for me, it just, it makes all the difference. So yeah, I love that.
Yeah, me too. I think it was, it's just a really good one. And then all of her other resources we're going to mention as well, but everything put out by Beth McCord, your Enneagram coach, is top notch for sure. Mm-hmm. I think she even has a new podcast coming out. I know she does.
Oh, wow. Actually.
Yeah. Because I have a friend who was just hired as the producer. So yeah, be looking out for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite Instagram accounts. Now there are a bazillion, but I'm just going to hit on like a couple of my favorites. Mm-hmm. So Enneagram and Coffee is kind of like the original. I like hers. I think they're very like clean and easy to look at. She has like good snapshots of all the different types. I think that it was the first that I ever followed. I just think it's really well done. She's coming out with a book soon. I think that's a really good one. Enneagram reposts. Now, this is an account that's totally ripping off other accounts. Well, I don't know about that because I think they're directing traffic back to accounts. But it's been a great way to find Enneagram accounts that I like or I don't like because they post from all different types of Enneagram accounts. So I think if you're looking for some good ones to follow, that is kind of a good glossary of the different accounts that are out there. GinaGomez.co I think has terrific resources, especially for how the different types interact with each other. I think that's a really helpful one. Your Enneagram coach, of course. Hers are great and really like bold graphics, easy to follow. And then the last one that I'm going to mention that I think they also have a YouTube channel. I'm fairly certain, but Leanne and Michelle, and they are, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I love them.
They are hilarious.
They're hysterical.
They are comedians and they do like improv and stuff, but they act out all the different types in like different scenarios. Like I think one of my favorite videos was all the Enneagram types at Target. And
so good.
Just hilarious. I mean, they're so honed in on them. And I absolutely love them. So
me too. Yeah. They're definitely one of my favorite.
Yeah. Do you have any other favorite Instagram accounts?
Well, a lot of the ones you mentioned are mine as well. I love Gina Gomez and Enneagram and Coffee. And so I think there's maybe only one on this list that I've found that I really love because it's lettered by Han on Instagram, and she just has really darling all of the graphics that she does with her. And I just love her insight. I feel like it's a little different twist. And maybe she's not like repeating a lot of the words, but she kind of comes up with some, I don't know, she's really, it's really a fun account. Yeah. So anyhow. Yeah.
And she does even stuff with like the wings and different things like that, which is fun to see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like hers too. And they're very pretty to look at.
Really pretty.
Is she the one who did the pictures of the people?
The pictures.
Like that you sent me?
She might have been. I can't remember, but it's possible.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, ladies, so we know we should be cutting down our plastic waste, but it can feel overwhelming. Committing to making a few small changes around the house, though, makes a big impact, and Grove Collaborative will help you cut down on plastic use easily. I personally love Grove Collaborative. They are an online marketplace that delivers all-natural home, beauty, and personal care products directly to your door. You know I love that. But I also love that they have great products, products that they make themselves, but also brands that I know and love, like Mrs. Meyers and Hello Toothpaste and High Bar Shampoo. I really love all these products, and being able to get them all in one place without searching all around town and for great prices means a lot to me. And if you are wanting to cut out those plastics and move towards more natural products, Grove is really the first place that you should visit, especially to reduce your dependence on single-use plastics. And to make it really easy for you, Grove has created a sustainable swap set, and it is the best and easiest way to get started reducing plastics waste in your home. It has bamboo straws, reusable and washable sandwich bags, a refillable hand soap dispenser, gel hand soap, and a walnut scrubber sponge set. I love those things. And for a limited time, my listeners get all of this for free with your first purchase. With fast and free shipping on your first order, going sustainable has never been easier. So join me and the over 2 million households who shop at Grove for their healthy, sustainable home essentials. Make your home more sustainable this new year. Now, for a limited time, when our listeners go to grove.co/lovely, you'll get the free 5-piece set from Grove so you can easily swap out plastics. Plus, you'll get free shipping and a free 60-day VIP trial. So go to grove.co/lovely to get this exclusive sustainable swaps offer. grove.co/lovely.
Okay, favorite books. I think our top favorite book is probably going to be the same. So do you want to go first with this?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, my top favorite book that I haven't actually, you guys, I haven't read a ton of books about the Enneagram. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot more listening. Mm-hmm. But my favorite book is Becoming Yes by Beth McCord. And it's actually about marriage. And it is just so good. But even if you were not married, I would so recommend it just because of the resources, and they break down every type, and it's amazing. So I can't recommend it more highly. And I wanted to mention too that right now they have a free marriage assessment that you can even do, that it's really neat. So we haven't gotten ours back yet, because what happens is you go ahead and you fill out your side, and then you add your spouse's email. It goes to them, they fill out their side, and then they're going to send you an assessment, just kind of what you could work on, and it's completely free.
Wow.
So I'm really excited. David hasn't filled his part out yet, but to see what comes back once he does, I'm going to remind him about it here. But
that's
kind of neat. Mm-hmm. One other thing they have right now that I saw, if you're really having a hard time figuring out, like if you're stuck and you feel like you can't, is they have a mistyping guide that's also a free download. So both of those things sound amazing. And I'll let you know how the other one goes once. I was kind of bummed that we hadn't done it already, but something to look forward to.
And I second Becoming Us, not because I'm married, because I'm not, but I really like the last section of the book, how it details all of the different types, and then it details like how to relate to that type.
Yes. And so, it's the majority of the book. I mean, the first part has a few really sweet stories and kind of their story of their marriage and how it's evolved. And the majority is actually just this part, the resource part.
Yeah. Which is, you can put into place with friendships, with anybody. It just helps you from like an
with your
outside,
kids.
mm-hmm. And it helps you from an outside perspective of that number to be able to relate to that number and like how to deal in conflict and all that kind of thing. I thought was really well done.
Yeah. It's so insightful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she and her husband wrote that together. And then she also, I haven't actually looked at these yet, but she came out with individual for each number. There's like a journal and like a gift book sort of.
Yeah.
They have them on Amazon, and she, for the most part, most of them, she wrote with someone who is that number.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Like, I love that.
Knox McCoy from the podcast had input on the 5. I think Annie F. Downs had input on the 7. So I think that's really interesting and helpful. And so they're supposed to give you more introspective questions and like help you to grow as that type. So I think those all look really good.
Yeah.
The Road Back to You by Ian Morgan Cron is, you know, of course, heralded. I think it's a really good kind of like breakdown of all the different types, but you should go ahead and listen to all of them and not just stop on your number.
Right.
Thought I was doing. So yeah, I think it's a good like snapshot of what the Enneagram is and all the different types and kind of those like childhood fears and that sort of thing that play into it. Mm-hmm. And then it's not my favorite book. And I would say that the voiceover narrator, because I listened to the audiobook, was a little slow and like very, you know, buttoned up sounding. Uh-huh. But The Sacred Enneagram by Chris Huerts, I thought I liked it best for like its history of the Enneagram and kind of like the development of it, especially in the Christian world, and how to be able to relate to it and pull that into, your relationship with God and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I liked it for that purpose. So yeah, those I think are my favorite books on the topic.
Mm-hmm. And the only other book that I've read completely about the Enneagram is called Self to Lose and Self Define, A Biblical Approach to the Fight, the Nine Enneagram Types.
Oh.
And it's by Marilyn Van Zyl. And I just think it's so amazing.
I haven't even heard of that one.
Yeah, you know, I had a couple friends tell me about it, and then someone lent it to me. So it was the first book that I read about the Enneagram. But it's really that invitation from Jesus to lose yourself in order to find your true self. So that it goes through all the nine types and kind of a biblical framework of the Enneagram. So I really highly recommended that one. Yeah.
I'm going to have, did you listen to it or did you read it?
I read it.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what? There's one thing, maybe some of these that have to do more with the history, it was really hard because I also listened to Becoming Us versus having the paper copy of the book. Mm-hmm. But when there's so much referencing going on, I wish I had the actual copy so I could have just underlined, highlighted, circled.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And had it to like lend out and, you know, look, it's one of those ones when there's that much resources in the book. It's not as story driven, so it's easier to have the actual paper copy. And I would say this one is also that.
I could see that being the case. I had the Kindle book of the Sacred Enneagram, and that's always harder for me to like my nonfiction books. I prefer to have paper copies of for that reason and be able to actually, you know, highlight things. And I think it's easier to find things more quickly than when it's digital. That's a lot harder. But I did find myself like going and trying to find the specific things in the ebook so that I
could,
like look at them again after I read them. I did that quite a bit with the Sacred Enneagram.
It's so funny. I ended up getting Becoming Us on Audible because it's backordered right now. So you can't get it on Amazon at least. My copy. I've been waiting for a couple weeks for it to come and it hasn't showed up yet. So my paper copy.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It was a great listen.
Yeah. Okay. Favorite podcasts. So, I mean, there's so many that there are Enneagram podcasts, and then there's like we're doing right now. There's shows that aren't specifically about the Enneagram, but they've had like Enneagram series or episodes or that kind of thing. But Typology, which I believe is also with Ian Morgan Cron.
Yes, it is.
It's who wrote The Road Back to You. So it is kind of like the well-known one, and he interviewed people from all the different types. So that is fun because you can actually hear people who are that type talking about their life. And I always think that's really interesting. And sometimes he'll do fun episodes, like they surprised people at Christmas. They didn't tell them they were recording. Did you listen to that episode?
No, I didn't.
They called all these different types and they didn't tell them that they were recording. They just said, "Hey, I'm about to record a podcast episode. I need your opinion as fast as you can give it to me. Like, what would you suggest would be like good gifts and funny gifts to give to your type?" And people were saying like the most outlandish, funny things, and they were like so accurate, or they would say like for their spouse that was in the room of a certain type. And and then at the end of it, they would tell them, "Actually, we have been recording this episode." And so that was pretty funny.
Yeah. To get that unscripted answers. Like, man, I wish we could podcast like that. I would just love it.
I know.
Well, and it was so much more comfortable.
Yeah. Well, and it was so funny to see how all the different types responded to finding out that they had been secretly recorded, because some of them were like, "Oh, that's so fun. I love it." And some of them, "You've got to
horrified
me. Oh my word." They were just like, "Oh no." So yeah,
it was
so funny.
I'm going to go find that and listen to it. That sounds hysterical.
And like, I think one of them that stuck out to me, I think he called Jeff Goins, I think is who it was. It was a three.
Yeah.
And so when he was like, "So what would be a good gift for a three?" And he said something like, "Anything that makes me look good, like a new, a new outfit, a new whatever." And I'm cracking up. Oh my goodness.
So that's so good. Yeah. Oh, love it.
Okay. So another one I've already mentioned, the Sleeping at Last podcast episodes that talk about each of the songs. You have to go listen to at least your type because it's just so like insightful and telling Annie F. Downs did a series on her show, That Sounds Fun. Where,
yes, that does.
Yeah. She, well, that's the name of her show.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I know. I had to go look it up. I was like, I should.
Well, she's just so fun.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Well, and
no
she's
wonder
seven.
That's the name of her yeah. podcast.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, I love
and
it.
And so she interviewed like a person from all the different types. She did a whole fine. Series on her show. And then the podcast has done some really fun episodes where they talk, like there's one that's episode 288, where they talk about just the Enneagram in general. And then they give examples of like pop culture people for all the different types. But then they also did a holiday episode, which is number 324. And mm-hmm. on that episode, they talk about, they give like a different holiday movie character for each of the different types. And that was hilarious. Oh my goodness. So hard.
So good.
Yeah. So that was really funny to see like my parents, like the one they picked for my parents and then who mine was.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's hilarious.
So you've been listening to a lot of podcasts. Did you note any down?
I you know, I'm more of a sermon listener than a podcast
yeah,
listener,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
But what you've already got on here, typology, I will just go in and like search for something specific when I want to learn about a certain number. So, and Sleeping at Last, love every single one of them. I've listened to all of them. They're so good. So I have a lot of similar as you do, but
Yeah,
I mean, I have this series that my friend Leslie sent me from a church in California that a pastor, his name's Matt Brown, from Sandals Church, did a whole 9-week sermon series on the Enneagram that I have been loving.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and you can find that on the podcast app. But, yeah, I don't have a lot of other ones besides what you've already mentioned. But I'm on a kick now trying to find sermons, actually, that are tied in with the Enneagram. There are actually quite a few. So
yeah, well, there's a lot of churches who, like, in their small groups have gone through.
Yes.
Especially books like The Road Back to You. And had people, you know, each person in the group figure out their number and talk about their number. And I think it's super interesting to be able to talk about it with like all the different types.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember our friend Andy, they did that in their small group and it was incredible to like just getting to know each other on that level. Yeah. And really great idea.
Yeah, I think it's super interesting. I know that even like Jamie from the podcast, she leads a class at her church and it's just like on a rotation about the Enneagram. And I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, love that.
Well, we were going to talk about the first four types today, but I think this is just like a really good resource episode to help
resource guide.
Yes. Yeah. Get some more information. And so when we come back in our next Enneagram episode, we will start going through the types and talking a little bit more about each one and examples of one. And like, I think it'll be good.
Yeah, we didn't know how far we'd get today,
yes.
But it just gives us more chance to talk more in depth, you know, as we go here. So
yes,
that'll be fun.
Yeah, I think that was good. All right. Well, if you guys have questions about this, like we said, we are not Enneagram professionals.
No, but not at all.
We are more than willing to have you bounce your questions off of us. And a great place to find us is on Instagram. So you can find me at Mackenzie Coppa because, hey, that's officially my name.
It actually happened.
Yeah, I should mention that because I kept thinking it was going to happen and then it kept getting moved forward. And I was even at Shell's house because Shell's like my official kid watcher while I'm at court. And so I was at her house on January 24th. No, the 31st, because it was first supposed to be the 24th.
Right.
Then it was going to be the 31st.
Right.
And I was at her house, and as I was walking out the door, we were looking at each other like, is it really going to happen? I don't know. And then we started the hearing, and the other lawyer said, I'm not ready. We can't do this today. And the judge said, okay, we're pushing it out another week. And it was like, you can literally be in the middle of the hearing and they stop it. And so then a week later on February 6th, my kids were back at Shell's house and I was leaving going, I think this is going to be the day. And she was like, I don't know. And so we went and we got through the hearing and the final decisions were made and we both signed the papers and they took them into the judge. And my lawyer came out and he was like, okay, you're done. And I was like, no, like, am I really done? Like, is my name back?
We don't believe you.
Is this the official day? Like, this is the date that will be on the paperwork. Like, this is it, right? And he was like, this is it, you're done. And I like squealed in the courthouse and yeah. And then we just got to spend like some good impromptu time together that evening, like celebrating and listening to a lot of For King and Country.
Yes.
Burn the ships.
Yep.
Yeah.
On repeat.
Yep. Yeah. It was just like the perfect song of like, that's over. We're stepping into a new day. And it still feels surreal, but it's very exciting. So for any of you who are wondering, the divorce is officially over. There is still a long way to go. We'll be back in court many, many times. My lawyer told me we'll probably be in mediation and probably back in court within the next 60 days. But as far as the actual divorce, me actually having my name back and being single and all of that, that is all official. So So yeah, for any of you who are wondering.
Yes.
But you can reach out. I think I got off track. You can reach out on Instagram. That's where that all came from. So you find me at Mackenzie Coppa, and then yours is just Shell Bruises, right?
Yes.
And we'll have that in the show notes so everyone can find it there.
Love to hear from you guys.
Yes.
Love it.
So fun.
Yeah.
Okay, Shell. Well, we will be back again next week talking about the numbers.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Love it.
Fun. Okay, ladies, we had so many resources packed into this episode. If you want a condensed version, if you weren't sitting there taking notes while you're probably like driving around in your car or getting ready in the morning, then you can head over to boldturquoise.com/154 and you're going to find links to all the things that we were talking about. Thanks to my amazing producer, Kiel Lemon. She is so awesome, you guys. She's the one who makes this show sound good. And so she has also put together all of those show notes so that you can find all the links really easily and help you identify your Enneagram number and find out your family's numbers and all of that. It's super fun. Also, I think if you scroll down in iTunes or some of the other apps that our podcast loads up to, you should be able to find the show notes there as well. So as long as we're talking about iTunes, you could go over there and leave a rating and review for us. That makes a really big difference for the show, getting it out to more listeners. And of course, if you talk about it on Instagram, that's hugely helpful. You can tag me and Shell at Mackenzie Coppa and at Shell Bruises. We love talking with you guys over there. I know that we mentioned that, but we really love getting to know you guys and hearing from you and hearing what you like about the show and what you'd like to see more of. It does help guide where we are taking things and the topics that we want to hit on. So be sure to drop a line. Don't think like, oh, they hear from so many people. They don't care about hearing from me. That's not the case. We want to hear from you. So be sure to get in touch with us. And Instagram is really the best way to do it if you're not on Patreon. Of course, you can come over to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. Get in there. We've got a lot of different levels for you to choose from to be able to be a part of that community. And they really get kind of like the inside scoop on stuff. So you're going to want to be a part of that group. I'm just saying. For $3 a month, you could basically be a total insider. I mean, what is more fun than that? So come join us on patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. It's a really good time. And this month in February, we are talking all about relationships with our kids, with our, well, if you have a spouse, with them. Obviously, I don't, but, you know, I can talk about it. I could give you some fun book suggestions that my friends are really enjoying with their spouses and that sort of thing. It's going to be a really great month doing all of this relationship talk. So be sure to join us on Patreon. We would love to see you there. Okay, until next time when we're going to go even deeper into this whole topic, ladies, go be bold and gracious.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.